106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Our Lady of Blessed Acceleration, don't fail me now.
It's time for Drive Radio, presented by Colorado Select Auto Care Centers. Whether you need help diagnosing a problem,
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Or just want to learn about all things automotive.
Hey, how exactly does a positive track rear end on a Plymouth work?
It just does.
Then you've come to the right place. So start your engines, buckle up, and get ready to ride. Drive Radio starts now on KLZ 560, The Source.
All right, Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Myself, Steve Horvath, Gino's Auto Service with me today. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, very good.
Good Christmas and New Year's?
Oh, yes, yes, always good.
Always?
Always good.
Enjoy. Charlie Grimes, our engineer, of course. Larry Unger answering phones. My son, Richard Rush, joining us now. We're going to do a few car reviews here. If you've got questions for us, lines will be open here in just a few minutes, 303-477-5600. You can always text us text question, by the way, a question over the text line if you'd like, even on a Sunday, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Richard, welcome. How are you?
Doing well on this, nice snow-capped Saturday.
Yes.
You know, it feels like, I don't know what this white stuff is, you know, we haven't seen it for a while, and then within 2 weeks, you know.
Two storms.
After those wildfires. Yeah, well, especially after the wildfires, right? It's been nice to get this stuff.
Agree. All right, so we've driven some cars lately. I've got a couple of reviews I need to do of things I've driven here recently, one that really just got out of not that long ago. You've got some as well. Well, how about we start with what you drove? Shall we do that?
Yeah, let's do that. So I drove, and we've kind of been, obviously, Toyota's been good to us, you know, over the past year and given us quite a few cars. And so a few weeks ago, we had a new Toyota RAV4 hybrid version. And, Dad, we've talked about these hybrid versions quite a bit, right, because Toyota's pushing them pretty heavily, and their CEO has come out and said that that's their future,
right,
at least immediately, isn't full electric, is to do this hybrid technology. You know, hopefully we get into the new Tundra, because they're utilizing the hybrid technology
only
there to achieve some torque.
Right, only
exactly
there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so they're, you know, doing that to achieve, you know, some better torque numbers and fuel economy, of course, and all of that fun stuff. So obviously, this isn't the first RAV4 hybrid we've been in, but it's a fantastic vehicle. There's not a whole lot new for this year. There's kind of a little bit different things for the trim level. They've got some different packages on there. But this is really kind of the same vehicle, Dad, that they introduced back in 2019. So really revamped. So folks, if you haven't seen a RAV4 or been in one in a few years, it's not like the RAV4s of old. It's got a lot of nice technology, a lot of great safety features on it, which comes included on this, and that it really is a great car for a family of four, right? You know,
right.
It doesn't have that third row, but it's kind of that urban, you know, SUV to where if you've only got, you know, maybe two adults, two kids in the family, maybe you're a retired couple, you need something that's four-wheel drive that's going to go everywhere you need it to go. This is a great car. Plus, the hybrid, Dad, gets you, I think, almost 500 miles on a tank of gas, which for a vehicle that doesn't have that big of a fuel tank, it's really incredible. And I believe the fuel economy is right up there around the mid-30s, mid to high 30s, again, with the hybrid technology that's in it. Now, you do sacrifice some things, right? You know, the acceleration, you kind of get some of that, you know, whiny RPMs right at the higher speed,
right,
with that hybrid technology and the transmission and how they've mated things together. But outside of that, Dad, it's a great little car. It will go everywhere you need to go. And again, I know you didn't get to drive this car, but you've been in the RAV4s, and they've really made some great improvements.
They are. And of course, that's it. For everybody listening, you all know this, especially those of you that own these. It's one of those, I don't call it a midsize SUV, although in comparison to some others that are out there, it might be a little larger than what it used to be. But it has really been sort of that smaller SUV. Toyota has really, let's face it, they've been a leader. They were a leader in that particular segment for years and years. Still are, really, in a lot of cases, because everybody else had to catch up to what they were doing. But that RAV4 for eons, Richard, has been really a staple in that small SUV class, if you would. It's not a CUV. It's not that small because it still is, I consider, an SUV. Because to your point, you can get full, you know, four full-size adults or two adults, three kids in the back. I mean, there's ways to do that. It's actually roomier than most people would think. And it's gotten roomier as time has gone by. These new models are actually better than they used to be.
Absolutely they are. And that's the thing is you can get quite a bit of cargo in the back. Plus a relatively full-size second row, I should say, and you and I will talk about a car here in the future that acts like a four-seater, right? We're going to call it, even though this is a five-seater. But some of these second rows, Dad, they've smushed them down so much
right.
that they're not fully that way. But the RAV4 is, you can fit four full-size adults
right.
in
good
there.
Good leg room, all that. You're right.
Exactly. Car seat. All of that sort of thing. And then the last thing I will say, Dad, is the price point. You can get a RAV4, and I believe you can get a RAV4 hybrid, if I'm not mistaken, for under $30,000 starting. Now, that's going to be the base model. There's not going to be a lot of frills on there. But if you're looking to get into a four-wheel drive SUV with the hybrid technology, especially, again, fuel prices are, I know, stabilized, come down a little bit, but they're still pretty high, and you know, Lord knows what it's going to be in the future. You can do that for about under $30,000. So encourage folks, get out, test drive it. Again, Dad, we've been saying this for a while now. Toyota is one of the few manufacturers that actually has inventory on their lots right now.
True.
So we encourage you, get out, test drive it, and when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.